This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli strikes across Gaza have killed at least 18 people as the United States says it would veto another draft UN ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release with U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas. It envisions a wider resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pushed back, calling Hamas's demands delusional. Gaza and United Nations health officials say there's no power and not enough staff to keep the Nasser Hospital open in Khan Yunis, the second largest medical facility in the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What was Gaza's largest remaining functioning hospital went completely out of service on Sunday. Gaza's hospitals have been a focal point of Israel's four-month bombardment. Most have been put out of action by fighting and a lack of fuel. That's left the enclave's 2.3 million population without proper health care. Tens of thousands have been wounded by airstrikes. Many others suffer from chronic illness and, increasingly, starvation. Israel alleges that Hamas has been keeping weapons and hostages in medical facilities. Hamas has denied that its fighters use hospitals for cover.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel on Sunday formalized its opposition to what it called the unilateral recognition of Palestinian statehood and said any such agreement must be reached through direct negotiations.
אני מביא היום לאישור הממשלה החלטה הצהרתית